The question that led to the dust-up was about being pro-life. What would each of the candidates do in the next session to strengthen those policies in Texas? Of the four candidates, all state office holders, only Land Commissioner Jerry Patterson offered specifics that went beyond abortion.
We need to look at the end of life and protecting the end of life and making sure that when those end of life decisions are made, they're made by the family.
In addition to making sure the lives of seniors are not ended prematurely, Patterson called for legislation that would make it easier to adopt unwanted babies. On abortion, he said, let's make the restrictions even tougher.
I support continuing to press the envelope. You know, we have a 20-week ban now. First trimester ban would be the next step.
In other words, Patterson wants to ban abortions after 12 weeks of pregnancy. Even though a federal court blocked Arkansas's 12-week ban and Texas's new 20-week ban is also being tested. The two other candidates challenging David Dewhurst used the question to revisit Senator Wendy Davis's filibuster that temporarily derailed the abortion bill. Agriculture Commissioner Todd Staples was the first to blame Dewhurst for allowing the filibuster to take place.
Very unfortunate that it came down to a special session to have to pass that because of failed leadership. And that's unfortunate that Wendy Davis, the most liberal state senator in Texas, now has a national following because of the way that that happened.
State Senator Dan Patrick kicked the accusations up a notch.
The filibuster that created Wendy Davis to be a rock star and put a target on Texas was created because we sent the bill out of the Senate without the ban on abortion at 5 months. That was the Lieutenant Governor's decision.
Patrick said pro-life forces lost time when Dewhurst didn't have a good strategy for passing the bill. And that, he says, gave Davis an opportunity to filibuster at the end of the session and generate a protest that brought her national fame.
With all due respect, Senator, that's revisionism.
Dewhurst countered that Patrick, at the time, offered no solutions. And he said in the end, lawmakers adopted the abortion ban as he knew they would.
If you look at the scoreboard, ladies and gentlemen, it's Wendy Davis 0, life 1. Wendy Davis is going to run for governor. She's going to lose. And she's going to end up with a staff job in the Obama administration until it winds down.
But Patrick didn't let it rest. He said the filibuster gave Davis enough muscle to mount a governor's campaign that the likely Republican nominee will have to counter. Patrick says that will drain party coffers.
This race, it will cost Texas, probably the Republican Party, $30 to $40 million should have never happened. Should have never happened.
The abortion issue and the Davis blame game are a recurring theme as the lieutenant governor candidates debate before GOP crowds at least once or twice a week. A poll last month showed the incumbent Dewhurst with 26% of the primary vote, double Patrick, his closest rival. But it also showed that nearly half the Republican voters are undecided, which means this contest is still wide open. Shelley Koffler, KERA News.